Welcome to the Golden Group Neo Marketing Podcast, a bi-weekly discussion of modern business communication. Hey everyone, welcome to the Neo Marketing Podcast. Today it's special edition again. Pritch is still in Europe teaching his PR class out of the country for the summer. Today I'm with Terry Furr from Eyes Etc. Tell everyone about what Eyes Etc. is.
Well, Eyes Etc. is really a concept I thought about a long time ago. There's and been very few of us in this industry, especially in Oklahoma City, that ever did high end. And so when we started, I was really excited about getting products that were different materials, different looks, and we really go out of the country and find those kind of products. So that's really what we're all about.
So different and unique eyewear.
Correct.
For the discerning individual who wants fashion, performance, et cetera, right?
That is correct.
So it's frames, it's lenses, contact lenses.
Correct.
You also have ophthalmologists on site.
Right.
And so it's a one-stop, come in, consult with you about eyewear.
Correct.
Whether it's glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses. Mm-hmm. You help them select the right thing for their face, for their style, or two or three, if they're so inclined, right? Yeah. You get the lenses made back in the frames or the et cetera, and if they need to see the doctor, they can do all that at once too, right?
That is correct. Yeah, we have our main goal is to find out exactly what that patient customer really wants and needs,
right?
Based on what their correction tells us, what their style is, their fashion. Fashion's in really in the eye of the discerner. Some people like it, some people don't. I'm more interested in finding out for sure, what do I need to do to put in those frames that's going to take care of them in their everyday job or activity?
Yeah, because function first, right?
And always then, function
but first. Then we want people to wear their corrective lenses, right? So they need to feel good, look good, appreciate what they have, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the brands that you have here in the store?
Actually, there was a line that I have used in the past years, but I just picked up, called Sospiri. It is a line that is made in northern Italy. They're all handmade, and they have Swarovski crystal. Crystals have really come back a lot. You know, we used to think that our grandmothers were the only ones that wore them. That's not the case anymore. And they can be worn either dressed up or casual. It doesn't really matter. That's one of them. Of course, I have a line called Inyake that is made in Belgium. Basically, most of the metals are pure titanium.
Which is what these are.
Which is what those are.
That's right.
A lot of lines I have come from Spain, Etnia Barcelona. So I have several different lines that I hope that Rag & Bone is another one that is relatively new to us. I am getting in a couple of others that I'm going to be excited about. We can talk about those later.
But you also have brands people would recognize too, like Costa, Tom Ford.
Correct.
A lot of Persol that people would recognize those names. And then there's some new and unique and interesting things, like you were saying earlier. With the first brand you mentioned, Sospiri, mm-hmm. theirs are all limited edition, right? They're numbered.
There's only 100 of each stock.
Right.
And so that puts a real unique touch on it.
When you talk about a unique brand that you're not going to find somewhere else, that's a great example of something being unique to what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
Very good. Mm-hmm. And Oprah likes those too, doesn't she?
Yes, she does.
So what attracted you personally to eyewear?
Well, it really goes back all the way back. I mean, this is really I was thinking about it today, this is my 47th year. And it's hard to believe that it's been
so you started long. When you were 7, 8 years old?
10. 1972, I had a classmate by the name of Steve Mundy, whose father owned Mundy's Optical here in Oklahoma City, long-time optician. And he comes to me in the summer and says, hey, you want to go work for my dad this summer and make some money? Sure, no problem. Had no idea what I was getting myself into. So we had a store on the south side of town. We ran a lab where we actually ground lenses, edge lenses, mounted lenses, all of those things, and to produce that pair of glasses. And I really got interested in that a lot and understanding how a lens is made and how it reacts to that patient's visual acuity. That's what I really like. Then he and I went to the first optician's school in college in Tyler, Texas. After we left there, we came back. I went back to work for his dad. And so I really credit his dad. He put me in this business.
Right.
And, of course, down the road, I decided I wanted to work for myself, started my first company, was in it for about 20 years.
Long time in the industry, working for other people, doing your own thing for a long time. You have this shop now. What's changed? What's different about all kinds of things within the industry, how glasses are made and the technology there, but also retail, marketing, audience, et cetera. How has all that changed?
You know, I'm really glad you asked that question because retail is really changed. Before, this was really strictly a business that was almost completely medical. Eyewear is a medical device, yes. But today's market, how we buy, how we sell, is completely different. You have to look at it as a retail business, period. Before, when we would buy frames, for instance, to stock our shelves, you know, you might buy, they used to call a kit, what they call, you can buy a kit.
Right.
And the kit would be one frame, two sizes, five colors. That's impossible to do today. You can't do it. I certainly can't do it in my office. I'd go broke. You can't have all of that on the shelf.
Right.
How we deal with patients today, customers. I try to do it a little differently. I want to get to know them. I try to gain or build a relationship.
Right.
And so they understand that I understand what they want, what they're after. We do a lot of talking here. I do a lot of trying to educate them on not only the frame, not just the shape, but the material, how it's supposed to be made. Lenses are the same way. There are a multitude of lenses on the market, whether they be single vision or progressive, and what's going to fit them? What's going to fit them in their daily lives? What's going to fit them in their budget? And so that's what I usually try to do here.
And none of that you're going to get like online or more of a sort of mall atmosphere, right, where you just have hourly employees just doing their job, right?
Just doing their job.
They just don't have the time or the training or the expertise to provide that.
They really, I hate to say this, but they really don't.
Which, something we talk about a lot on the podcast when Pritch and I are talking about different business models is going to your strengths, doing what feels right, it's authentic to you, and doing what you do. So some of those other competitors, they're bigger and they have different volume of business,
mm-hmm.
but it's not the same experience or the same brands or the same opportunities that you get here. And so for us, we're super happy to see that you're doing what makes sense for you and not just trying to do a, well, we also do everything everyone else does.
No, and you're right. I think, you know, if you talk about competition, for instance, you know, competition is good for everybody. Do I look around and see what kind of other people are doing a little bit? Yes. But it doesn't fit me.
Right.
I want somebody to give me an option. Tell me what's available, what's going to work for me. And quite honestly, you can't possibly see that there because it's get you in, get you out. Go pick out your frame and I'll do whatever I need
right.
to do. I don't do that here. You know, I don't need to see 35, 50 people a day. As long as that patient understands where we're going with this, and I've always told people before, when you walk out my door, regardless of how much you spend, and there are levels, if you're uncomfortable with that, you're not going to come back.
Right.
If I haven't tried to give you as much information as I possibly can, you're uncomfortable with that. I feel like that I have to learn something every single day in this industry because it changes every day. One of the gentlemen that I do business with in Fort Smith, I talk with him on a daily basis. In fact, before we started, I was talking to him again about some new stuff that I have not been shown yet. And so for me, it helps my customer understand, okay, this is what we're going to do.
Right.
This is where we're going to go. This is what you're going to get. And this is what it's going to do for you.
So you're creating an expectation and then meeting and fulfilling that expectation.
Correct.
As opposed to trying to be something that you're just not, or that you're not going to create a good business relationship.
You know, it's like you when you were in the other day, and I was putting a couple of pair on this new customer of mine, and she and I had had some discussions prior to that.
Yep.
And so I put that expectation in her brain before she ever came in. And when she came in, as you know, I'm speaking to her, and here's the other lady going, I want some of those too. I just did my job.
Yeah.
I don't think you see that in too many other places.
Right.
I really don't.
Which, again, it goes back to you have to run your business authentic to your true strengths and not just simply trying to do the thing everyone else is doing,
right,
or the thing your potential competitors are doing, right? Right. It's not you versus the competition. It's you versus yourself, right?
That's
your
right.
ability to live up to your best,
exactly
your
right.
best operation of your operation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's end on some advice. What advice would you have for a small business owner, and retail or otherwise, but I have a feeling it'll be retail because that's what you do. Someone who's going to start a business or they're running a business, and they're like, man, I need a couple of tips that would just help me do my job better. What are the piece of advice you'd like to give to a small business owner?
That's a tough one, although I would say this. This has actually been brought up to me before. And my advice to this young man was, obviously, always be yourself.
I agree with that 100%.
Be honest with your product and uh-huh. what you're doing with it.
Mm-hmm.
If there's questions that are asked that I get myself daily that you can't answer, don't tell them you know the answer.
Never answer something you don't know, right?
No. And I always tell people, I don't know that answer, but I'll find out.
That's the correct answer.
That's right.
You can never go wrong with that answer.
That's right.
Yes. That
yeah.
makes perfect sense.
And again, it helps me. They've asked me a question that I'm not familiar with. I will find out.
Right.
And it will help me down the road.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, that I would always tell somebody is never, ever be pushy.
That makes sense.
Talk, listen, and then advise.
Which is the sort of stereotype sometimes of sales.
Absolutely.
Is being pushed into something you don't want to buy.
That's
and no one
correct.
Really appreciates that, right?
That's right.
True.
It's fun for me to bring in a lot of people, bring in a designer, bring in product that they've never seen before. And I get people that don't know each other involved with each other.
Right.
I want them to give them their advice and what they see rather than just mine.
Sure.
And so it really makes my job a little easier because they don't think that I have push them into something. And you know what? Sometimes I've been wrong. Sometimes somebody else has said, well, I really kind of like that better. And that's okay with me.
Just being open to the process.
Just being open.
Yeah.
Sure.
Terry, that's very interesting insight and advice from a long career in an industry. You got interested as a young person. You've been in a long time. You've seen a lot of changes, a lot of different ways that business gets done. You have this great retail background, and we gave some tips for people who maybe are running a small business or thinking about starting one up. Appreciate you very much coming on the Neo Marketing Podcast.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
So check us out next time on the Neo Marketing Podcast. We might have another special guest. Pritch might be back from Europe. We're not really sure. But no matter what, you know it's going to be interesting. Good luck.